My goodness. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Embody Your Soul podcast. I am your host, Alexandra Shelley, also known as the Modern Medium. And the mission of this podcast is to create a sacred space for us all so we can tap in and discover how can we connect to our divine selves and embody our soul. If you are new here, thank you so much. And if you are here listening again and you support the pod. I was at the contest. Oh boy. If you support the podcast frequently and routinely, I cannot thank you enough. And thank you for coming back every week, every month, whenever you come back to listen in on the magic. If you haven't already, make sure to follow the podcast wherever you love to listen, share with whoever. And please head to my website at themodernmedium.com now. That is a recent exciting change where you can explore and book services with me, private readings, private Reiki sessions, mentorships, and I also just started doing group coaching. You can also follow me on Instagram, themodernmedium_, and I also update a lot of my life and my business and share a lot on there as well. Hey guys, it has been a month. It has been a month since I have released an episode, and I have just been moving through so much. It has been an incredibly intense March and April. So many deaths and so many new beginnings, and it is beautiful. It is heart-opening. It is exciting, but it is also, I've been moving through so much pain and tragedy and heartache. It is wild, y'all. But also my North Node is in Scorpio, so I am meant to die and come alive all the time. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. So I just accept it. That is just the beautiful cross I bear. And I am now cutting back on getting the episodes out more consistently. So thank you for being patient. And I will definitely do a solo episode updating you guys with everything that I've been moving through. This episode is absolutely wonderful. It is two women, Lauren and Rashida. They are both spiritual wellness professionals and soul sister best friends. They have a podcast together called Your Spiritual Besties. And in this episode, we talk about soul friendships, what it feels like, what it means to meet a soul friend, a friend where you recognize each other's soul. It is aligned, it is steady, it is grounding, and it is also beautiful for your growth. And the importance of it, why we must strive to keep up, to maintain, but also find and attract and bring in and call in our soul friendships, what happens during conflict and how to move through conflict if there is conflict with your soul friend. And even down to, what it feels like. What is the experience? How do you know? Because we move through a lot of shit in life. And I always think it's so important to distill and get really, really specific on experiences. And we also talk about how spiritual best friends and soul-aligned friendships are beautiful at every stage of your life, how to have patience, how to hold space when one of you is maybe pulling away, and how you guys can celebrate each other, and also how to call in, your soul friendship, your soul community, what to do. So really, this episode is so soft. It is so nourishing. And these women are just absolutely stunning. They're both mothers. They are, again, both spiritual wellness practitioners, and they are absolutely wonderful. They are kind, they are sweet, they have hearts of gold, and this is really a spiritual friendship that you can use, and I would actually even recommend use as like a North Star, as a part of your blueprint when it comes to calling in a community of women, of men, of souls that really align with you, where you can fill up your cup. And also one more thing, we talk about, oh my gosh, so sorry, how important it is to lean on your soul friends to feel validated, to feel supported, and why they are so important for your spiritual journey, why they are absolutely, the word escaped me, I had it, just monumental. They are innate to the spiritual journey. You cannot do this alone. I love you guys. I really hope you enjoy this episode. And their podcast is wherever you love to get podcasts. It is simply Your Spiritual Besties. And you can also follow them on Instagram at the same. They also have their two separate handles, Lauren and Rashida. I will put all of that in the show notes. And I also will share that Lauren has a beautiful book out, Embody Your Inner Goddess. And I love it because embody, baby, that is the word. That is the yummy, delicious word. So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It is really nourishing and they speak with so much grace and so much love. I really loved being in the presence of these women and I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you so much, listeners, for being here. All of us gals are just kind of giggling because we're all like, we're all a mess in our own way, but the wisdom, the giggles, and the connection that will come from this will just ground us and bring us present into this episode. So everyone, this is Rashida and Lauren, the co-hosts of Your Spiritual Besties podcast, and I'm so excited to chat with them all about truly the importance of soul-aligned friendship and how we need it during our spiritual journey evolution to validate, to support, to guide us, to share stories, to be honest with each other, to go through the ups and downs. So anyways, ladies, thank you so, so much.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
Yes.
having us here.
Yes. I'm so excited. So the podcast is called Embody Your Soul. So ladies, in your own definition, what does it mean to you to embody your soul?
Mm-hmm. You want to go, Rashida? Yeah, this is one of those deep questions that you kind of have to sit with. Mm. But when I first think about what it means to embody my soul, it means to like actually forming that communication with my soul, knowing that it's there, knowing what it feels like, knowing how it's communicating with me, and then allowing that communication. And I feel like my soul communicates to me through feelings and allowing those feelings to really take presence and priority within my body, despite what my mind might be having me feel. So embody my soul is really opening up that channel to my soul and having that two-way communication and allowing my soul to speak through my body.
Mm. Delicious.
Thank you. Yeah,
for me, I think of first this excavation process, because it's almost impossible, I think, to go through this life without picking up messages about who we're supposed to be and receiving this like external programming. So it's really this process of getting to know who we truly are, like getting to know ourselves on a soul level and then living in integrity with that, which it sounds simple, but I think it can be a process of like how to realign your life in a way that feels really authentic and true. To why you're here, who you are, and what you're supposed to be doing. So easier said than done, I think. And then, you know, Rashida and I have littles, and I think we're trying to raise them with like how do we avoid that excavation process. And I don't think it's like fully avoidable, because we are not the only influences in our lives and we're not perfect. So even the influence we have isn't going to be perfect. But my hope is that she has less of that uncovering to do and she can just live from that free space, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love all of that, ladies. Thank you. So the questions I have, so they may sound like kind of basic and silly, but I think because lately I've had clients ask me, how do you build community? How do you know this is someone I should be friends with? And so I kind of want to ask those questions to you ladies. So the first one that's coming to me is, how did you two connect and how did you two know, like, this is a soul friend? I really need her in my life.
do you want to take this or do you want
that? Yeah, I'll tell the story. Yeah, for me, this has been a topic of interest for a long time. I'm a business owner. I own a yoga studio. And like, how to like connect people and build community is one of my greatest passions. However, I met Rashida at a time where I really didn't feel like I had a lot of community. We met at the end of 2021. During the pandemic, and I was a new mom. She was not a brand new mom, but a new mom with another on the way. And we were in a coaching training together. We both got drawn to this Dharma coaching, which is like life purpose coaching. I was looking for something I could do like online and have my kid with me. And I also didn't know like, you know, how to sustain this like brick and mortar business I had during this really difficult period. I didn't know if it was something I'd still be doing, you know, at this point, which spoiler alert, I am. So I was looking for this kind of new career direction. And I know Rashida was intrigued by this direction as well. And we met on the first day of training, actually. So we, you know, had this big first introductory day and celebration, and they're like, okay, now we're going to put you into groups and you're going to coach each other. And I'm like, what? And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. Like, this is again a little bit different time. Like, this is when we all were kind of first still fumbling around with like being on Zoom and working from home and like pursuing things while being at home with like our pets and our family and the mess, you know, that comes with just regular life. And I had my daughter with me and I'm like feeding her soup off camera and like trying to keep her out of everything. And we get put into our breakout rooms and the first thing I see is Rashida, and she has her daughter next to her who is homesick from preschool. And I immediately just felt like at ease. I think we had somebody else in there with us. I don't even remember who it was. Sorry. But like suddenly I got to relax and we got to like do this work together while having our kids with us. And it was a really great like first introduction into this new phase of life really for me. And it really normalized my own experience. And, you know, that first session went well. And I think I personally felt like this connection at first, and we decided to keep practicing together through this whole training, which was like 6 months long. And we're supposed to have somebody else with us. They never joined. So it was just the two of us never. Every time, which was like how it was meant to be for sure.
So perfect.
And when the training was over, like, we're like, let's keep this up. Let's keep talking. Let's keep like connecting. Like
weekly.
And
we were connecting weekly.
Mm-hmm. Like we had it on the calendar. By the way, we live in totally different states. We're in different time zones. This is like a modern internet friendship romance. And this evolved into the podcast about a year later. So, So we had that initial, like, you know, recognition, soul connection, I think, aligned interests and passions and intentions. And then we had the discipline, honestly, to put the date on the calendar and to follow through with it. And that is just as important as like the soul connection to me. Like you have to put things into action, right? Mm-hmm. And we're both busy moms. Like if it's not on the Google calendar,
it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So making that priority was important. Do you have anything to add, Rashida?
Yeah. I mean, Lauren, I think because that was the one thing that I was going to highlight is I think the biggest thing for us is we were being held in a container of growth, but we fully committed to that container and we fully committed to ourselves and then to each other when it felt right to keep going. And I think that's really what happens when you are seeking these soul connections in this community is when you're given the opportunity to commit to something even if you're like unsure or not feeling 100% like this is something I'm going to do, just commit for a little while to the situation, to the person, and feel that out. Because Lauren and I, we talked every single week for a long time before we even thought about having a podcast. And then we said, you know what? We need to meet in person to see if like what we're feeling, mm-hmm. if we're not catfishing each other, right? if it's like for real. Because being in someone's energy is a lot different than being through this amazing technology that we have. But the commitment and the discipline for sure to like be fully in. And I know sometimes we like to protect our heart, especially in this space, because we're healing and growing. But I think if that wasn't who Lauren was, and if that wasn't who I was, I don't think this would have happened.
Mm. I love that. And I really love that you both brought up the importance of discipline. Totally. And I'm even seeing that with just friends that live nearby. Like, adult friendships are so funny. Like, now we have partners and we have jobs, and also people are now kind of, it's interesting, people are more understanding of it as an excuse, but also because we're so understanding, people can even use it of like, oh, like I'm tired or like whatever. And sometimes it's like, okay, either you're like, you know what, I haven't spoken to you in a long time, I really like, this is important to me, or like, hey, can we make a commitment for another day? So I cherish that you guys really care about discipline, because I mean, also like, think about the soul too. The soul like isn't all loosey-goosey and flowy. It's also like devotion and it's groundedness and wisdom. So I really, really love that. And how do I put this question? Like, not that you guys have to like reveal, like, you know, whatever it is, but what is it like as soul friends moving through a disagreement? Like, what was like that like the first time? And then kind of building that understanding of each other and knowing that, because I think sometimes like when you have fights, or at least, you know, I went through that fear of like, oh my God, I'm going to lose this friend forever. But when it's like a soul to soul recognition, it's kind of like, oh, like you're not going anywhere. So kind of knowing, anyways, I'm almost like, I don't want to answer the question, but like, what was that like building that relationship?
Lauren can share her take on this, but I think our personalities really come into play with this particular question, because I wouldn't necessarily say Lauren and I have ever had an argument or a fight, so to speak. Do we have different views on certain things? Absolutely. But I think the biggest thing is the communication factor. When we talk about, like, even like when we were brainstorming or dreamcasting this podcast and like what we wanted to do and the things that we wanted to say, or whatever the case may be, she had one vision and I had a little bit of another. And my personality is, I'm like, all right, we can try that. But if I don't feel it, I'll let you know. And it's vice versa. I think meeting people where they're at, having that open communication, and I feel like we say that, like, open communication, we have to communicate. But what does that mean for you? What is your friend style? Because that also plays a part into it. Lauren and I will never see us ever like arguing. That's just not like the feeling that I'm getting from our friendship. If we have a disagreement, and when you think about it, we have talked every single week for an hour or more. Every single week. And so we already know each other's viewpoints, and we already know what, like, I think Lauren brought something up to me and she said, you know, I really don't feel this thing. And I'm like, yeah, I see you, but I'm not really bothered by it. And she is very open enough to be like, well, that's Rashida's opinion. And I'm open enough to be like, oh, that's Lauren's opinion. It doesn't change how I feel about her. It doesn't make me feel any type of way. And if it did, that's something like internally, if you're having friendships and these conflicts that are making you feel some type of way, or you're looking completely different at a person, then I think there's some inner work that needs to be done in your landscape. Because we're not here to like change each other. Like, this is a co-creative process, being alive in this time and in relationship. And it's not your job to change or make someone fit into a box. And if you are consistently trying to find a friend that's just going to be quote unquote perfect, perfect for you, that really is an indicator that you're not ready for a soul friendship, because you're not trying to change the soul. The soul is as unique and individual as you are, and you have to look and accept that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, sorry, I was just saying absolutely. I just love it.
Yeah, I'd say there's just not a lot of like ego involved, right? Like, I'm not trying to, and it's the same with my marriage. Like, I'm not trying to own or control somebody. I will help hold somebody accountable, or, you know, I don't even want to say tough love, but just be authentic and honest with people in a tactful and kind way. And I'm not really, I don't know, I don't get into a lot of arguments like in life personally. Not to say that that's not going to happen with people and people who I'm not like above something or like super evolved or something like that. I've just never really been that way, and I'd rather have a conversation about it. And honestly, and I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but there I have had friendships that were deep at a time, and they're is a natural separation that happens at a certain point. And it's not usually because of an argument. It's more just like, okay, things aren't really aligned for us anymore. And it's not even like an official thing. It's just like, okay, we grew apart, you know? So I'd say that's also a part of what can happen with relationships. But, you know, obviously with Rashida and I, if like our views or something became so vastly different that we couldn't see eye to eye or work together, that's obviously something that we'd have to like talk about, because we have this like working relationship with each other now. And I'll add that before entering into this working relationship, we talked about all of this.
Yes.
You know, and we've had the advantage of being, you know, a little older, and I have had working partnerships before, and I was like, I know all the questions I want to ask before going into this, so that we're going into it aligned. And you know, they're smart things to ask. So we had some big conversations, and they weren't scary. They were just like, okay, well, what do we do if this comes up? Or, you know, how do we delegate tasks? Because that is such a huge thing in a working relationship, that can really like make things difficult when one person is taking on more load than the other. And I felt like we had really productive conversations. And honestly, the way the conversations went, regardless of the content of them, but like the ease of them for us, gave me a lot of reassurance that we'd have a great partnership, you know?
Yeah, we always wanted to like protect the friendship. That was the biggest thing. We didn't want to get into something together and then us lose like our bestie that we chatted with like every single week. That support, because that support meant more to us than having a podcast or, you know, getting our message out there or whatever the case may be. So I think we also came from a very grounded place. I know Lauren talked about like our age, like Lauren's 40 this month. I'm 38. Like, we are a little bit older. We both have children. So we're coming from a different space. Whereas it might have been a different conversation if I was 22, you know, but at 22, you can still have these really big conversations in a very productive, easeful way, as long as you're grounded and know what exactly the feeling is you're wanting to get out of any type of friendship, partnership, or working relationship.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I love all of that. I'm excited about all the questions I get to ask you. But the first one that's coming to mind is, how has it been with each other during your spiritual evolutions? And kind of, yeah, I guess I think about my friendships that I just like my, like, if it's like kind of your guys's version, my version is like my best friend, Kayla. Like, we are voice noting all the time. Like, I had this dream and like, this just happened. And like, how we've been learning from each other through osmosis. So I'd love to learn like, yeah, what it's been like through your spiritual journey. And I don't even know if there's any more in that, because again, I don't want to over-explain the question. I find myself doing that.
Yeah, no worries. Lauren, you want to take this initially?
Sure. It's been really cool because we've decided to take on a lot of work together, actually. You know, we've been on our spiritual journeys for different amounts of time. And, you know, yet, like, we did our Dharma coaching course together, so we always had something to talk about from that. And then we did like a full-on intuitive training as well together last year. Mm-hmm. And we practiced together with that too. So I'd say at this point, it's been really aligned. There are definitely like practices that have resonated with Rashida that don't resonate with me, and vice versa. And that's fun to talk about too, because, you know, I'm not interested in just my experience, you know, that's really boring. I want to know like what is working for other people. Like I'm a really dedicated yogi. That's a huge part of my spiritual practice. I've been able to introduce a lot of like yoga philosophy to Rashida through the podcast, and that's been really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't expect her to take that on as her like daily practice, you know, but it's cool that we get to like share and be curious about the other's experience. And yeah, the voice noting happens for sure. And also I think for me, I have periods too where my spiritual connection lulls, you know, where it's really not like leading the show, and being able to share that and know that it will be met with compassion has also been really, really nice. What about you, Rashida?
Yeah, I mean, I think you really spoke to everything. Like, Lauren has been on her spiritual journey a lot longer than I have. And my daughter was my catalyst for my spiritual journey, and she's 5 now. So, you know, I still consider myself a newbie spiritualist, if you will. But having Lauren as that companion, like she had said, it's just been very, very interesting, especially going through a time that is very, it's such an internal and individual time, you know, having this spiritual journey, but having someone who's kind of been on the road for a while, so to speak, like there have been things that I've looked up, dove into, and she's like, yeah, you might just want to be careful with that because of X, Y, and Z, like things that I would never have thought to even think about. I mean, just having someone in my corner to say, hey, feel free to explore this, but you know that this might not be the safest thing type of situation. And someone who's honest about it. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And what I love about Lauren is she'll give me her opinion, and she's like, that's great that you're doing that. Check this out, you know? And that's been very, very encouraging. And kind of helping me like steer clear of some of like roadblocks or bumps that may come along on this spiritual journey, but having someone who is understanding, and it's just been really, 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 really great for me as well. And even like Lauren's yoga philosophy, you would think, oh, yoga is just asanas, you know, the yoga poses, and having her knowledge that, nah, girl, like it's more than that. Like it's a lifestyle type of situation, you know. Knowing like that she's on her journey a lot farther is so encouraging for me. And I feel good, and I feel held in our friendship as well. And yeah, having my bestie to kind of like explore our intuition with, and like we would voice note all the time, be like, yo, this happened to me. I don't know if this has happened to you, but this is what's going on. And this aligned, and then I got this dream, and then that happened. And it's just very encouraging. You know, you're not alone. You know, you're not having that your own, you know, you're not experiencing this by yourself. Like it really is real. And that's the biggest thing, having Lauren at my side for me, was that it's very confirming, like what I'm going through is very real. It's not just like all in my head.
Yes. Okay. So I really want to dive into that, because it's funny. It's like exploring, you know, because you don't want to rely on other people, but also there are moments like this with like, you know, friendship in this literal podcast we're having, is that we do need friends and we do actually need to rely on some people. So yeah, I guess maybe we could explore the difference of like that really beautiful soul validation and like what that feels like. And maybe there is, if there's a specific example you remember where you're like, I'm so happy I shared that. And like, I'm so happy I heard her affirmations and her validations and even just her kindness and support, versus maybe like, not that I'm saying you guys have had this with each other, but the difference of that and then the other of like kind of a crutch, maybe, like leaning too much on something that is outside of yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I think because Lauren and I's relationship is so unique, being that we are not in the same state, we don't get to necessarily see each other often. I mean, we see each other every week, you know, maybe a couple times a week via technology, but it's very hard to have Lauren as a crutch. I'm guessing for me, but I do know what you're talking about, because when you have those relationships that you can just like either call someone up or go see someone or just rely on someone, it's very hard to turn a friendship, or it's very easy to turn a friendship into a therapy session. Uh-huh. And that never, I would say, not that we're not each other's therapy, but we have boundaries, and I don't think we've ever like talked about the boundaries, but we're like, I really just need to like unload, and you don't have to say anything, but I just need to get this out there. And Lauren and I do a really good job at making sure that we're not becoming each other's therapist, but we're still very open with each other, you know, and naturally we love to like help. So we're going to give and share our opinions, but there's been something that I really love that Lauren does and or have done. And it's encouraged me to do the same, is she's very open in when she sees something like really good of me or how I make her feel. And she tells me that often. It's not so much just that I love you, sis, but it's more of like, I'm so grateful for you because of X, Y, and Z. And that has made me feel so good that I want to do that, not only for her, but for other people, because we don't necessarily do that in friendships. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we go and we hang out and we do all the things, but we never really tell the other person like, yeah, I like you, but this is why. And you're such a great person because, you know, really speaking to that person, letting them know that you see them, like really looking them in the eye, right? And even though we've only been together a handful of times, she does a great job at that. And so that, you know, is how I know that our friendship, one, is legit and super real, and it's just a little different than my other friendships.
I love that a lot, and I love what you said about going the extra mile of like really not complimenting, but really letting your friend know how much you value them, because it's weird. Like, we feel this funny, like maybe it's shame, maybe it's like, I don't want to be too much, or I don't know, like we don't tell our friends enough like how grateful we are for them, and we don't tell them enough like it was funny. I was literally just saying that to Kayla this morning, because I was at a little meltdown yesterday morning, and I was like, and she was like, you got this, girly, and like responding, you know, with the regular podcast. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful for you. Like, my life would just be so like not the same without you. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? It's fine. We're bouncy. We're free. So first I was like, is this too much switching gears? But we're here for it. So I would love to explore what it is like. And of course, it seems like you guys already have this really flowy, easeful relationship because of where you guys are at and because of how you guys have worked on it. But I'd love to learn what it's been like being, you know, co-hosts and kind of doing more of like a business relationship as best friends. And would you recommend it? And like, what would you maybe advise, like if there's two best friends that want to do something together?
You want to take that, sis?
Sure. I would think about like why you want to do this thing. I'd also consider like, is this something that you should or can be doing alone, but you just want that external, like, I don't know, factor, or you're too scared to do it alone? Or is it because like you have chemistry together and it's better with both of you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say that is one thing. I'm sorry, my toddler's losing it right now. She's like, get off the phone, mom.
Aries season.
For real. She's my little Sagittarius baby. That's definitely one of them too. Like, just have all the hard conversations first. Like, and when I was talking about divvying up responsibilities earlier, like we literally had a spreadsheet And we're like, you do this, I do this, you do this, I do this. And you need to make sure that your interests and skills are complementary to each other too. And if one person really is in charge and the other person is more of like secondary, that's something that you decide beforehand. That's not our case. Mm-hmm. We share the load equally. And yeah, having regular check-ins is really important too. Something also that I think Rashida suggested that we did was like, okay, how long are we going to do this for? What's like our renewal date in a way? We're like, let's check back in a year and decide whether there's going to be a second year, you know? Mm. So instead of kind of putting this indefinite timeline on things, it gave us a chance to really like sit back and assess if it's something we really want to be doing. So those are a few things like off the top of my head that come to mind for me. Is there anything I'm missing, Rashida?
Yeah, no, I think you said everything. That's really the biggest thing, is having that communication in the beginning, seeing who is going to be lead or if it's really going to be split equally. And I love the fact that like Lauren and I, we literally sat down and said, this is what needs to happen. Who's going to take this? And we were both looking at like this chart at like, all right, this is not my strength. So you got it. And she's like, yeah, this is totally my thing. I went to school for this thing. And I'm like, oh, bet, you know, but if we just go through assuming, you know, it's just going to come together and not really being super realistic, I think that's when we leave a lot of gray area, and that's where the friendship can suffer. So if you don't feel like your visions are the same, I mean, speak to that. Like, what are you hoping to get from this project? What do you see yourself doing after a year of this? Do we see ourselves continuing this? Do we just want to wait and see? You know, how asking those big questions leaves no like room for, I don't want to say error, because things will come up in the midst of whatever, but it leaves like a tiny margin that it will affect the friendship and subsequently the project if you are asking the big questions. And it might be a little uncomfortable because we're not taught to do those things, right? There's no a class in school that says, if you want to run a business or you want to do this, this is, I mean, they ask, put us together for projects, but not what happens when that happens, right? Nine times out of 10, there's one person who does everything.
Yes.
You know, two people who are like, yeah, I mean, I'm throwing in my stuff, and one person that you're carrying, like, that's not real life. And if you're going through life like that, then it's time to evaluate, like really asking the questions, really sitting with your person and saying, what do we want to feel from this? How do we want to make this feel? So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So how do I put this? Okay. So what I've found too is, I remember in the beginning of my spiritual journey, I was in this like weird space of like, oh my gosh, like I have friends that aren't, you know, that like aren't on a spiritual path, and like kind of really seeing, wow, like the difference of the friends that are on the spiritual path and aren't on the spiritual path. What has that been like navigating? What has navigating that been like for you guys, and still honoring like this, like that you guys are soul friends, but just differences? And I know that is like really basic, but I feel like, again, like with my listeners and clients, they're just really intrigued and really wanting to understand like how to build community, who is a part of my community, like no matter what.
I think with this particular question, you got to realize just because you were now on a spiritual path does not mean you have to cut everybody off. And I think that's where we maybe get into trouble with other friendships. I don't necessarily think because I am more spiritual and less religious that my religious friends I now have to nix from a relationship. Am I going to go to church with them? No. Are we going to have maybe conversations? Yeah. Are they going to be uncomfortable? Absolutely. But you, again, I think this is like the internal thing, right? If you are so triggered by the thought of being in relationship with someone who is maybe more religious, then you need to decide, you know, do I still have more work that I have to do? Or is this religious friend, like, just super triggering because they just don't know and they're not respectful of where I am in my journey. So that's like, it's just, it's really, this question is really big because I think a lot of us, Lauren included, we started off coming from a religious background. And I don't know, like, you just really have to sit with that question. Like, my mom, she still goes to church, you know, and my mom is my friend as well, but I don't. I don't agree with some of the things she says or does or how she feels, but I respect her opinion. So I know, Lauren, you probably have more to share on that.
Well, I think, you know, you have used the word respect a few times, and for me, that is the biggest one. So as long as someone is respectful of your process, they don't have to be in the same process. We all have different timelines going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that that is the number one thing. I'm someone, so I usually keep like a couple really close friends, and then I have a zillion like acquaintances and people that I'm friendly with, you know? So I'd say, like, if a friendship is deep, you know, whatever is going on in your life, as long as they're respectful of it, like, it's going to maintain, I think, as long as you put the work in and all that. Mm-hmm. I also, just from like a teacher standpoint, see this happen a lot. So one of the things I do is lead yoga teacher training. So I see people go on this journey where like they're learning so much about themselves and their world is opening up. And a lot of times, like, it does not align with their current friendships. So I would ask yourself, like, what is tethering you to another person? Is it your mutual love for, like, going out and drinking and dancing? Which, like, fine if it is, you know, but that might not be your spiritual bestie, right? And it might not be a relationship that lasts, you know? It will last for as long as you want to engage in that behavior. So I think some friendships are for seasons and some are for a lifetime. I think there's like a nursery rhyme about that or something. But I'd say, like, it doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing. This is something I've told a lot of students. Like, you might see a natural process of certain relationships falling away, and that's all right. And you might reengage with that person later on. It might be 10 years down the line. It might be 20 years down the line even. But if, like, I don't know, I've had people kind of come back into my life who are interested in what I'm doing now. And I'm always like, cool. It's not like, oh God, well, you haven't talked to me for the last 10 years. It's like, no, this is awesome. Like, let's connect again. So I think, you know, and there are certain friends that I've had that, like, I've talked to on a regular basis for 20 plus years at this point. So, yeah, I think it just depends, right?
Yes. And
I also think too, cause your question was kind of twofold, friendships and then also community is, you know, different as well. Like, we do want to be friends within our community, but sometimes community is not necessarily like this soul aligned friendship. And knowing that you might only have maybe a few of those, and then it kind of like tears out, so to speak. And you will build a community, you will have a community, and your views and thoughts might not always necessarily align, but that does not take away from building that community. I think the biggest thing is being open, you know. We're taught all our lives, like, it's either black or white, and that we know now that that is not how life is. And really being open and seeing people for who they are, looking at their energy, seeing how their energy moves, how their energy interacts with you, is also a really great indicator of if this is a great friendship or someone that should be in your community. Because when you start doing that work and you really sit with things energetically, you'll know.
I love it so much. Okay, so two final questions. So the first is, so of course, we've had this beautiful discussion of your friendship and understanding and being aware of this is a soul friendship, how to move through it, what it feels like, what it looks like. And you guys are a beautiful representation and mirror for those people who are listening, who are like, wow, I can't wait to meet my soul family and call that in. So the first is, how could someone listening to this that feels this way start calling in those friends? And I know there may not be obviously a formula, but maybe you guys could even draw from your own experiences. And what I thought was so fascinating is, like, Lauren, you're mentioning, I wasn't really in a place, like, I didn't have a lot of community, and you're possibly in this yearning stage. And then spirit was just like, here you go, girl. And maybe you weren't consciously like, I need a friend. But anyway, so I would love to hear maybe what advice you would give.
Yeah, I think, like, in a spiritual sense, asking for it, you know, like praying for it or talking to your guides, like, you know, I don't think that's ever bad advice. In a 3D, like, earthly sense, that probably means putting yourself out there in different ways. So that might mean just in your everyday life being more outspoken about who you are. It doesn't mean, like, every conversation needs to be centered around, like, aliens or starseeds, if that's something yes. you can do, you know?
Gotta keep it real.
Yeah. But, like, you know, injecting – I think, like, sometimes we sell other people short in a way, and we don't think that they're going to, like, understand us. But, like, it's okay to let your weird out a little bit. And, you know, that might repel some people, but it's going to attract the people that are into that sort of thing, you know. So let your freak flag fly.
Yes!
One thing for sure. And also, like, you know, joining cohorts and things like that are important. So, like, instead of doing yoga at home, can you go visit a friendly yoga studio? There are lots of online communities if that's something that you're into. There's joining courses if you're one of those people who's, like, a lifelong learner. So I think there are all different ways. It might even just be, like, go volunteer. You know, I think for a lot of us, it's, like, go touch grass. Go, like,
nice.
go meet people. But, again, you can find that in the online space as well. So I think it's a combo of things. What do you think, Rashida?
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you said, Lauren. You know, as you were talking, I was just thinking back to this person I met recently at the library. I take my kids to the library every single week. And if you don't, I guess, being aware of who's around you, how people make you feel, what they're doing, there's been two mamas that I've connected deeply with at the library. And I think I even shared with Lauren. I'm like, oh my gosh, Lauren, like, I love these two. We're hanging out. I actually have someone, like, close to me that I could be with. And one of them I've met a while ago, and the other one I met maybe 6 or 7 months ago. And she's actually new into kind of stepping away from her religious side. And we were chit-chatting and getting to know each other in a parking lot. And I said to her, when Lauren was like, let your freak flag fly, it just reminded me, she said something like, you know, I've been drawn to, like, just this one particular tree. And, you know, it just makes me feel so good. And I was like, well, have you ever talked to your tree? Have you ever talked to this tree? And just talking about how the trees have wisdom. And Rashida 3 years ago would not have done that. And honestly, she was with me on my 38th birthday, and she said, I remember when we were in that parking lot and you said X, Y, and Z, and that has stuck with me so long since that conversation. And it's just a testament to, yeah, as you're learning things in your spiritual space, like, you're going to know who you can say things to and who might not be as open to receiving, but putting yourself out there in that way. If I wasn't, like, really spiritual and I was pretending, like, Lauren would know that, you know? So you have to, like, be open to other people's energies, seeing where they are in their journey, and also, like, sharing yourself, your whole self, and not being ashamed of that, to kind of, like, call these people. Yeah. And yes. And honestly, I was the same way too before I started the training. I was in a personal development space. I was working with women, or not working, but with women online, really into fitness. And I have all these spaces. I was just like, I'm not finding that connection I want and that connection that I need. I feel so lonely. Like, what do I need to do? And in the beginning, I was just like, I don't know who I'm talking to. I knew at that point I wasn't really a believer of my current or my old religion. And I just said, what do I need to do? How do I find like this friend that I'm seeking? And then, you know, some of these things started coming my way, like looking at my Dharma, and that whole journey led me to Lauren. It wasn't like a direct manifestation, but it was kind of following the breadcrumbs, so to speak. So if you're also working through things in your own life, like know that the people who are supposed to be in co-creation with you will show up somewhere along that road. And as long as you're being authentically you and being open to receiving, they'll step in when it's
time. Yes. Oh, ladies, thank you so much for sharing that. I couldn't agree more. And even this kind of has me wanting to say too and share to the listeners and really having me realize it's like what you yearn for is like what's meant for you. So for instance, like you guys both, you know, like, or Rashida saying, oh God, I don't feel seen. I feel really alone. And even like Lauren in this space of like, wow, I really am. I can't wait to kind of unite with my soul family, soul sisters, and how to not be ashamed of yearning for something. And I remember something my guide said to me. He was like, it's beautiful to yearn. It's a beautiful thing. And to start seeing our pains as portals, it's like, how can we see that as a beautiful opportunity to be like, wait, actually, if I yearn for this, this is actually what God and spirit is saying. Yeah, this is for you. Like, it's good to feel this pain because it's going to bring you to this alignment and this space of like, yes, I want to be there.
Yeah, for sure. And I would like to say something, Alexandra, when you talk about the yearning, I think that's absolutely correct. But I also feel like something really powerful that not everyone knows to do is like sit with how you want this friend and this community to feel. When you do that, you're putting yourself in that vibrational alignment to call that in. You're turning that maybe like that jealousy that you might see, which is also a trigger to let you know that this is something you actually do want. You're turning that into something from negative to something positive, and you're letting the universe know, this is what I'm calling in. This is what I want. This is how I want it to feel. And because you are aligning yourself, the universe is going to be like, oh, okay, I know exactly who to send to you. This person will make you feel this way. And also like, so sitting in that feeling, becoming that vibrational match, and then being open to receiving is huge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I would say that's probably been one of the most important parts of my manifestation journey, is like literally cultivating that feeling, because that's everything. It's like getting to that soul feeling. Honestly, I actually think this is a beautiful place to close the podcast. You guys, thank you so much. This episode was gorgeous. And even though we were like all a mess in our own way, this couldn't have been better. So I would love for you two to share, how can the people find you? How can the people work with you? Is there anything that, you know, that you guys are offering or now or you know, later? But anyways, yes, thank you guys so, so much.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah. Well, our podcast, again, is Your Spiritual Besties, and you can find us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. I'm Lauren LaDuke. I have all kinds of stuff always going on. You can find me at laurenleduc.com, or I am Lauren LaDuke on Instagram. I have a couple really exciting things I'm launching in the next couple of months, so you can follow me for that. Also, I have a book called Embody Your Inner Goddess, which is available where you buy books. So those are different ways you can hang out with me.
Yeah, and for me, you can find me on Insta at SheetaGirl86, and I am really like word of mouth. I don't promote myself too much. I like to stay in the shadows, so to speak, but I am a soul purpose coach and an intuitive reader, so Yay. if you align with some of the things that I might post on my Instagram and you want to know more, just DM me and we can chat and see if we vibe together and then go from there.
Mm, amazing. Oh, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Alex.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of the journey, being a part of the community. And again, if you haven't already, make sure to give the beautiful, gorgeous woman a follow on Instagram and follow their podcast, Your Spiritual Besties. I really just, this episode was so heartwarming, heart opening, and was just such a celebration. It felt like such a communion of love, of joy, and the importance of your constant, and one of those constants being your soul friends, your soul community. And these women are just absolutely stunning. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you so much for listening. And also make sure to give the podcast a follow wherever you love to listen. Give me a follow on Instagram, themodernmedium_, and follow, go to my website at themodernmedium.com, and I cannot wait to support you. It is such a blessing, and I will see you next time.